Parshas Bahar, Mayim in Shmita Eitel Har Sinai, Rashi says. There's an interesting diuk. If you look, Parshas Bahar starts by Yadabar Hashem El Moshe Bahar Sinai. The beginning of Sefer Vayikra starts off that the Eibishter speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Oil Moyed. And the last pasuk in last week's parsha, mamash near the end of the parsha, was Eila Advarim Asher Dibra Moshe Oil Moyed. Near the end of the parsha. And now starts a separate cheshbin, Dvarim of Har Sinai, till the end of Bichul Koisai. Because at the end of Bichul Koisai again, Eila Mitzvah Asher Siva Hashem El Bnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai. The Mepharshim, the Pirush HaRosh Al HaTorah, and other Mishnayim in the Shtel, that the Inyonim that mentioned the Bahar Bichul Koisai are of a separate series of halachis that allow Dafka Lagavi the Oil Moyed. Nor, that's what Rashi's saying, that these ones also are Nemru, Kol Klalea Bifratea B'Sinai. The Chassam Soifer says, what's the Taich Mayim in Shemitah Eitel Har Sinai? Because from Shemitah is where you're able to see that Torah was Misinai. By Shemitah, the Rebbeinu Shalom takes Achrayus and he's Mafsiach to you. Va'oset HaTatvua L'Shlosh HaShonim, they're able to show that he fears the veil, that it's not going to be a problem even when you're not over the Adama. That Haftocha is good for the rest of Raya, that Torah is Misinai. If you do it, there's a famous story that happened quite a few Shemitahs ago. There was a Moshav Komi Miyut, it's a Charedish Moshav, and all the surrounding Moshavot around it were not keeping Shemitah, and this was the only Moshav that was keeping Shemitah, and came a Makas Arbe, which is not a very Shechir Tachazak, and was Legamri ruining all the different Moshavas in that area, except for Moshav Komi Miyut, everything was the same. But we do a famous story. They were talking B'Shevach of the fact that the Shomer Shemitah. But I heard once that there was once a person from a kibbutz who was chazer b'tshuva, and he asked his grandfather. He says, "You were there in those neighboring kibbutzim that were mamish there when that story happened. It's a tremendous disaster how such a thing could have happened. Everything was totally tishmetet from the ark except for this moshav, and they were the ones keeping shemitah. And how is that? What's the huge outcry of Chazor B'Tshuva from it? How could it have been? This person already, years later, he was crazy, he was asking his grandfather, how could it have been? He says, the emesis that night, the day after it happened, the oilum was mamish be'espiles. And they were destroyed. They were shooken up. Something happened. But then the Yoshev Roish, one of the Tzionim from the kibbutz, he got up and he said, you see, the Charedim Azoi, even the grasshoppers don't want to go by them. And Azoi, with Azaz Zilvu, with Azaz Let, and Leitz Echad Doi Chahar B'Tichofes. That was the mic. Kayom Mohen Bazman Azeh. The Pasuk says, Kisavoyu El Ha'oret, and you're going to start keeping Shemitah. And it's interesting, Birk. The Pasuk starts, with Kisavoyu El Ha'oret, you'll keep Shemitah. The next Pasuk says, Sheishon and Tizra Sodecha, Sheishon and Tizra Karmecha. The Seder is Fakert. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, the first thing is that they started counting the 6 years. Shemitah was the 7th year. When after they came in, it's not that first the Shemitah and then is the 6 years. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says Pshat in time of the Kroy, says he brings the Medrash that it says that if the Yidden keep Shemitah, so that if they keep Shemitah, then the next year, the next 6 years, it's going to go straight and they're able to plant every year. But Fakert, if they don't keep Shemitah, then the Kark is not going to be good. And as a punishment, every other year they're going to have to do Shemitah. It's partially going to be Zora Echad V'Nira Echad. Every other year the field is going to get so upgehacked, they're not going to be able to use it. So he wants to say that's good for the remnants in the Pasuk up here. You'll keep Shemitah, and then it will be able to be Sheishon and Tizra Samecha. Then it will be Sheishon and Ritzuf. If you're not going to keep Shemitah, your Taka Mitzchila will never be the 6 years in a row. But I saw in the Meshech Chochmah, he says a different Akuda. He says an interesting Chiddush. He says that Yerushalmi makes a Chiddush like this. If a person is makdish, a chaya or a oif, and then he shechts it, it's potter from kisui adam, because it was already makdish it. If you shecht it, and then you makdish not, but if you makdish it already, then you potter from kisui adam. Or then if you makdish a kerem, it's mafkiyah from having the din of orlo, because you already makdish. No, so frankly, Yerushalmi, you should be able to be makdish and avoid shmita. It's already kodesh, it shouldn't be chalon adine shmita. So the Yerushalmi says, no, because you were already mechuyev in Shemitah. Even before Shemitah started, the years coming up to it is also already a mechayev of Shemitah. That's why the pasuk has to first say before even sheishan and pitzvah sadecha, right away ki tzavoyu el ha'aretz mishav ta'aretz. What do you mean? The tchiyuv of mishav is going to be in another 7 years from now. Yeah, it's going to be in another 7 years from now. But it's a halacha, not just for the Reb Chaim Kensky that it's saying that you'll be zayich the next time for 6 more years. It's a halacha now. It's already chal on you the din of shmita now on this karka. What's chal the din of shmita? That if you be makdish it now and then say when shmita comes up, too late. You were makdish it acha that it was chal the chiyuv shmita. The chiyuv shmita was chal already mitchilu. There's a whole arichas on that nekuda. Takakami shmita. One interesting sugya. We know the pasuk says sot chalay sizra. The karmacholay sizmar. There are various isurim that are meleches ha'adoma that are also on shmita. Harisha, it doesn't say. There's no lav on harisha. The lav is kitzira and zmira. The first one is an interesting diak. By yoivil it says lay siktzuru. It doesn't say, it says lay sizra, lay siktzuru. It doesn't say zmira. Zmira is pruning. So the pshat azoy. By Shemitah, we want to bring out a point. A person might think that if he's just not going to be Zoreya by Shemitah, maybe it's, you know, because like after a few years, sometimes the field does need a break. Maybe that's the Matthias. So the Torah went and it was Moses, no, it's also to be Zoymer, to prune. There's no reason why pruning would be an issue that you shouldn't be doing it. And that's what's bringing out the point. And it's Megal that's real also. Don't think we're giving you agricultural suggestions over here. Nor it's us. The Loisizmar is Megal on the Loisizmar. But that's only necessary by Shemitah. By Yoivul, it's already the second year in a row. Assumingly, like the Pasha said, Yoivul is always the year after Shemitah, every 50 years. Not so Pasha. Because there's a cheshman that Yoivul is every 50 years and Shemitah is every 7 years. But it's not that the year of Yoivul goes into the cheshman of year number one of the next cycle. So then Yoivul does not always. The year after Shemitah, Yovel is every 50 years, and separately, every multiple of 7 is Shemitah. Every 350 years, Yovel is Shemitah. But that's not the process. It's not like this. But Akapan, I'm assuming that, like the Shita, that Yovel is the year after Shemitah. Always, every 7 Shemitah, then is the year of Yovel, and that year of Yovel is not the first year of the new cycle of Shemitah. It's just Yovel. So in Yovel, it's already the second year. You're certainly not going to be telling me that the Lay Sizra now is again because the Karka needs a break. So it wasn't necessary for the Torah to write also Leisizmar by Yovel. But it doesn't say Harisha. Now there's a different pasuk. It says in Parshas Kisisa, Becharish of Akasar Tishbois. But the way the Rishonim went up, it's Kamar Gemara, that it's only an Isser essay. It's not a lav. Harisha is only an essay, not a lav. So the Minhag Chinuch has an interesting shaila. Noshim should not be chayiv in Harisha by Shviyas. Because it's a mitzvah essay, shadman grama. Bishleim with a lav, noshim are muzer on all lavin. So leisizra, leisizmar, leisiktar is a lav. Aber harisha is only an isser essay, and by essay we say essay shadman grama, noshim pturois. Are you talking to say that noshim won't have the isser of harisha bishmir? Zriya, yeah, aber harisha, noshim should be potter. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, that the whole mitzvah of the klal of mitzvahs etzei shazman groma that at the Torah noshim is only when it's a mitzvah al gufoy. Only when it's a mitzvah al gufoy. When it's not a mitzvah al gufoy, then it doesn't have the isser of harisha b'shvias. That means you have to make a separate time. Shviyas is a ganze sugya, a lot of people are knowing now. I have to learn up a little bit. Mesechta Shviyas to get used to it, to get be kantu in yon korbes nata sheva. The pasuk says the after says the din of shmita and it says the din of yovel. In between, it says when you're selling the land, you shouldn't do a no. It should be based on how many years it's going to be till Yovel and how many not. And then the Pasuk Bemis continues afterwards and it says, V'chisoymru manoichal b'shona ha'shviyas, and the Klaisol, the Tochen question, right? What are you going to eat in the seventh year? And the Torah promises you, don't worry, v'osat tetakful v'shlosh ha'shonim. I heard once of Pshat, why are we mastic in between with oinoas mecher over here? because the pshat is that kufa part of the cheshbon. When you're selling the land, it says you should make a cheshbon how many years till yovel, because by yovel it's going to go back. If it's 30, 40 years before yovel, the karka should cost more than if it's only 3 or 4 years till yovel. Continues the pasuk, not the tochen. Continues the pasuk, one second, but. When I'm making the cheshbon of the price of the karka, yeah, that's another 27 years till yovel. The cheshbon 27 years till yovel, that should be the price. Or the end of frak, Shaila Baikun, the Hilton's Mecca, America. The Chisoyimu, the Lekeach is asking. Manoichel Bashi is asking the Moichel, not the Rabbi Yisrael. The Lekeach is asking the Moichel, one second. But Manoichel Bashana Hashviyas, why should that go into the Cheshbon of the Mecca? To which the Torah answers back, no. For the Moichel, it answers back, no. There's a Haftafa from the Rabbi Yisrael. So it goes into the Cheshbon of the Shnois Hashonim. Shmita goes into the Cheshbon of the Shonim of the Inos Mecca. Right, it's interesting, the Kud here, it says, V'leisoyinu ish es amisoy. The Lashon of the Pasuk, V'leisoyinu ish es amisoy. I heard a pshat, drush, amisa is with an ayin, amisa is someone you know, a friend of yours, someone you know. He said earlier the pasuk, simpru memker la amisecha, miyad amisecha. I heard you can darshan it, you can switch, you have this sometimes, you switch the aleph with the ayin. It's loisoinu ishes amisa with an aleph. Every person has an emes to him. Every person has a rotzen amiti, what he really wants. What the emes he wants. But sometimes you narrow the chop and you do aynor. You could do aynor to someone else, you could do aynor to Yosef Almona. Person sometimes without realizing could do I know to his own midas emes. Look, Torah know, loisoinu ishes amisoy. Stick to your emes and don't shepherd with your emes. Whatever your emes or rotten is, tackle go through with it. So I want to tell Tzu, the Balaturim, in the beginning of Bereshis. Bereshis Bara Lekim, he says it's soif tevis emes. I say, oh, understand, what's the chet? Soif tevis emes. Usually we go with a Russian tevis. What's soif tevis emes? Chinese know. Emes is not a concept at the beginning. The beginning of his mom, let's say, about everyone, the brand, Starka. That's the emes. The kunz is that you stick it all the way to the end. The person sticks to his guns, he sticks to his emes. He doesn't let the various trials and tribulations that the Rabbeinu Shlomo sends to him, which is part of why his Messiah is, over he takes and he's mamshik with the emes. V'lo yisoynu ishas amisay. V'iz the soif tevis emes. The Pasuk promises, Taka, that when you're going to keep the Shemitah, v'yishavtem al ha'oretz lebetach. Rashi makes a cheshbon be'emes that the amount of years of Golus Bavel was gufa based on the years of Yovel that they didn't keep. It's all a cheshbon. Keeping Shkan Yovel is gufa how long they stayed in Eretz Yisrael. The Golus Bavel was for the punishment of not keeping the Yovel. So I saw, it says, Vishatim al Oretz Levetach. Levetach is 49. You know what? Levetach? Levetach is an insurance policy. We're in Eretz Yisrael, and the Talmud says, I mean, they're in Eretz Yisrael. And they're keeping Shemitah and Yovel. You want an insurance policy, Levetach, 49, that you're going to be here another 49 years to make it to the next Yovel? Keep Yovel. You keep Shemitah and Yovel, and then you have your insurance policy, Levetach, another 49 years. Weiter and weiter to keep the Yovel. The Balaturim says that Betach in Atbash is a different way of cheshbon the letters, is Shin Nun Samach, which is 410, the amount of years that the Beit HaMikdash was there. The Levetach, which is Mechayev Kesega 49, led to that Lamaisa Viz Betach in the Shnois of the 410 years of the Beit HaMikdash. Now again, Avada, we said this before, but Pashat Pshat in the Pasuk is V'chisoymru is not a Lekech, and a Moicha talking, it's Klal Yisrael asking the Rabbeinu Shloilem, V'chisoymru Manoichal Bashon HaShviyis. So the Sephorna says over here, and similarly the Malbim, they say on the Halach, V'chisoymru is not the highest madrega. V'emes, the highest madrega of B'tochen is that the person doesn't ask at all. And if the person doesn't ask at all, then V'emes, the Rabbeinu Shloilem was Mechayev already, he was Mafiyat, it's going to be a Brocha in the Tvua. You're going to eat a little bit, and it's going to be Brocha, Meskayim, B'meyov, and you're not even going to have to work extra. No, V'chisoymru was already a lower madrega. V'chisoymru, but if you're not on that highest madrega that you didn't even ask any questions, you are asking, you have a little bit of nervin. What's going to be? So then it's going to be from Vaitram. It's going to take care of you. But then the crop is going to be three times as more, which is a lot of work, a lot of extra work. And you'll have everything, but you'll have to work for it. This is already lower Madrega. The higher Madrega is Nishbregen Bechlal. If you're going to ask, you're going to bite again. But it's not going to be with the same Madrega as not asking Bechlal. As I said to Sifurna, as I said to Malbim. Me'idach Gisa, I saw a different shot. The Musa de Gedeher, Pum Fakert. You think the Tochen is stamped to put your head in the sand? Oh, I don't have any questions. Everything's going to be good. Yeah, on a Cheshbon Bechlal.
Menschen ist lemen or nachher. He has to ask. And ask and then have betochen. That's when you get the haftoch. Stand up on the garden for Zion. Alpha the cheshbon, the person has to be gecheshbon. And gecheshbon did as a friend, and often there is maimon, and boy, tell us the deck, and the rabbi is what must be it. The chisoyim is not a bediyevet. It's under a tugang in the sugya. How do you go through to the chisoyim? First we said a mahalach, it's a shakl of a tarian, but a mitziyah, it's between a moikich and a lakech and a moikich. Then we said, no, it's taka, it's a masmuli or a boy that's not bitochen. But is it the bediyevet, or is it the lechatchila? Two different gangs in the sugya. Pasuk says the Behemshech. It says the Haaretz lo yisimocher latzmisus kili Haaretz ki geirin v'toshavim atan imodi. There's a Moira de Kisiforna over here. The Kisiforna says, talking about Eretz Yisrael, kili Haaretz. We know the prophet says Hashemayim Shemayim LaShem v'Haaretz Nosan livnei Adam. The Eibush gave this world Olam Hazeh to the regular people, to the bnei Adam. The Shemayim is LaShem Avado. The purpose is to be Maila, to persons to do his yield in the world and be Maila. Aber Ha'aretz Nosan Livnei Adam Zok to Sifurna Shemayim Shemayim Hashem Ha'aretz Nosan Livnei Adam is not going on Eretz Yisrael. It's going on the rest of the world. Aber Eretz Yisrael Kili Ha'aretz, it's a Bechina of Shemayim Shemayim Hashem. Eretz Yisrael is different. Ki Geir V'Toshovim Atem Imod. You might guess here in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael doesn't have the Bechina of Shemayim Shemayim Hashem Ha'aretz Nosan Livnei Adam. Eretz Yisrael is on a higher plane. It's Shemayim, Shemayim Hashem. It's Kulei Shemayim. You can be a guest here if you go with the Gedorim. Va'aretz loisi macha latzmisas loseich lebnei Adam. Kili ha'aretz. It's shayich to Shemayim, Zok to Sifurna. Ki geirin v'teishav matam idi, ki ilu anu mevakrim ba'shamayim. It's a chinah that we're visiting on a Shemayim because that's the tzugan how a person has to realize, even in the Golos, the whole sugi, kedusha rishni, kitzil ha'shayitim, loy losad loving, yev losad loving, over whatever the darga is, to realize Eretz Yisrael is Andish. Eretz Yisrael is Andish. With Zoyche, there's a lot of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, which wasn't 100 or 200 years ago. A lot of yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. Over to a Pele de Kazakh, that the Shiltoin. The Shulton is that loichem neged Torah, loichem neged. They don't have a hachana b'chlal that it's kili ha'aretz. It belongs to the Rabbeinu Shlom. And these mechutzafim now, they've been hamachin yeshivas, and now comes the nuzach. They woke up now that the Arabs have to be makir that we're a Jewish country. This yet it wasn't for 65 years. The tzionim already on the Shulton is saying that they wait. Anai hamso, this machal Shabbos Russia. He is telling that the Arabs have to know that he's Jewish. What's that? The shaykes to Yiddishkeit. There's another sugi here from Ribbis. Loisigach me'itoi neshach tarbis, the love of Ribbis. Toisus and Baba Metzia, that ayin brings, or Yerushalmi, that a person that's malva of a Ribbis is not even going to be zoicha to come for Trias HaMeisim. He brings the Makar. Toysis brings it to Shem Yerushalmi that a person that's Malva Beribis is not even going to be Zoycha to Priya Samesim. There's all a Zverim to that, but the Esam, the Yediyah status in Toysis B'Shem Yerushalmi. There's a story with Satmar Rebbe. Someone once asked the Satmar Rebbe, how come this is not brought down Lahaloch? In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Ribbis, in Yeridea, a lot of times Shulchan Aruch, in response to a topic, he says, this is the Choshev Inyan, Mitzvah Chaviva, Mitzvah Chashuva. The first thing in Hilchas Ribbis, the opening it should be there, the Mechaber should bring from Yerushalmi, from a Toisis. How powerful of a Isser it is, how Chomer the Inyan is, that a person is not even Doichas to Priyas HaMeisim. So the Satmar Rebbe was Mafsir, Kalach Ayad, he says, Vos Artech is a Shach. They say, it's not a Mechaber, but the Shach says it. And this person went looking through the Gantz Shach in Yeridei and Ribbis, didn't find it in the Shach. So I'm told it's a Shach, it's a Shach. So it was Nizbar afterwards, in the Hakadomah to Shulchan Aruch, the Shach printed his Sefer in the year Tof Zion. And in that year, Tof Zion, he printed his Pirush of Shach on Choshe Mishpat, and Choshe Mishpat is different Chalok. And the Shach wrote a poem for every Chalok of Shulchan Aruch, the Silchas Dayonim, the Silchas Malzavaloi, the Silchas Fayim Benitin. For every
And in Yeridei also, there's different halakim. For every chelik of Shulchan Aruch that he wrote, Pirish, he made a poem. And be'emes, each stanza of the poem, the last three words of it, is gematria 407. Because it was to be Meramis, that's the year that he, that was how he, Meramis, the year that he had printed the sefer. On the specific line on the poem, Lagabi Rivis, he writes, some of that's going to be Malva Rivis, Lo Yokut Imanu. So in the poem, the Shach is talking about Meramis, this Indian. That's what the Satmar Rebbe meant. Say this in the Shach. Say this in the Shach. At the beginning of the parasha still, the Emes, we have the sugya of Shemitah and Yovel, of counting Shemitah and Yovel. The pasuk says, V'safarto l'cho sheva shapsois shonim. Sheva shonim, sheva pa'omim. In Rambam states that this is a mitzvah essay d'oraisa to count every year. Every year, Bezdin had to count a year. To count all the way to the 50 years to Yovel. The Chinuch also brings it, that it was a mitzvah that was mutl on Bezdin. The Menachas Chinuch, the Chinuch also brings it in mitzvah Shin Lamed, Atanorot in the parasha. It was a mitzvah that's a deraisa. The Ramban is misupik about it. The Ramban in last week's parasha, by Sfiras HaOymer, last week's parasha, when it mentions Sfiras HaOymer, the Ramban writes, Lo Yodati, if there's a Zeh mitzvah also next week's parasha, we're holding, by Shemitah, where it says, V'safarto, so the Vadir also, does it mean that it is a mitzvah that Bezdin every year has to get up and count the year? The Ramban is Mesufik. The Rambam, the Chinuch passes, yeah. Toysis and Menachos brings that, yeah. Toysis brings the Menachos, even they make a bracha. You make a bracha on the same way by Sfiras HaOymer. There's a bracha every year. The Menachos Chinuch starts clarifying when exactly did they do this mitzvah. He starts clarifying if they did it Rosh Hashanah or on Yom Kippur. If it was done at night or by day, he clears. He also clears, what if you missed 1 year? Right? If you missed 1 year, could you be mashlin it the next year? You lose the cheshvin, is it one big mitzvah? This is a much lengthier one. But whether if you missed 1 year, the Menachos Chinuch declared, could it be mashlimit with another year? But at the point, there's definitely this parallel between the sphere of Shemitah v'Yovel to the sphere of by Sfiras HaOymer. Interesting, we know there are many different shittas by Sfiras HaOymer exactly how to count, whether you say the word La'Omer at the end, and if you say the days first, the weeks, and the weeks and the days, exactly, there are various minhagim and eschois. The Bir Agra, not the Bir Agra, but the Gra in Kol Elyo on Al Taira, he's medayik what our minig is, how exactly we say the nusach by Sfiras HaOymer, to avoid the various other shittas, and he's medayik it from this pasuk. Sheva shapsei shonim, sheva shonim, sheva pa'omim. V'hoyu l'cho yimei sheva shapsei shonim, teishav arvoyim shonim. He works out the yukim mitzad the loshon pasuk for Sfiras HaOymer, how exactly we get to that nusach that we use. The emes is, the chinuch asks, there's another din of sphira, by a zov, by a nida, the sofralo, by an isha, that she has to be sofer the yomim of the re'iyah. Over there also, maybe there's a din of sphira? So interesting, there's two tais, and a tais in Menachos, and a tais in Ksubis. Tais in Menachos Samachay starts telling me, what about by zova? So he says, by a zova, she shouldn't make a bracha. Because Shema Tister, meaning by Sfiras HaOymer, the worst you're worried about is maybe you'll forget one time. But if you have the magnets, the scraper things, and all the different various reminders. So, Be'ezer Hashem, it's Yad Hashemai, we should come to the mitzvah B'Shlei Musa. But by a Zog, it's not a question of forgetting. If she's Pasha, she has to count clean days. If she's suddenly going to see Dan, it's going to be Bottle. So, Taisa says different, she shouldn't make a Bracha. But the big tumult of the Achronim, is Taisa saying she shouldn't make a Bracha? Or he's saying more, there shouldn't be Sfira B'Chol. Other Achronim want to learn up, and that Taisa is, by Sfira Zov, you don't even have Sfira, you don't even count. Since it's possible, it's not like Mukhlat that it's going to be getting to the end, unknown to you, something could make it change. Therefore, Bechlal, there's no Sfira. And rather, V'sofla by Zov means just keep Cheshvin, know when at the end is. But not that there's a din, she says, Ayoyim Yim Rishon, Ayoyim Yim Sheni. The Achronim talk about it, there's a whole Shubas Noy, did Yehuda about it. He brings from the Shlah that says there isn't any Takat to count. He has a whole shayla, what to do if an Isha wasn't counting? She didn't think it would be negay, her husband wasn't home. So she didn't do Sfira, if you can still keep the cheshbon. So we have three Sfiras. We have Sfira HaOymer, which is sure. There's not a mikvah talk upon him, a mitzvah that's a deraisa of Sfira. By Sfira Shemitah v'yoyvlo, it was a machloikas v'shoyin we saw, the Ramban is Nesupik. The Rambam, the Chinuch, Toysis brings it to the Sfira. And by Zov, more Nati of the Rishonim that there's no din Sfira. Certainly, al kaponim, not a bracha. But the truth is, it's not that some Zaita Gazach, Sphira of Sphira Sa'imer, I saw in the Sfarim, they still too, that it's really compared to Sphira of a Zov. The same way a Zov counts Shivan Akiyim to become Tohar Levaila, that's also Sphira Sa'imer, the whole connection from Pesach to Shavuot, was also that Klal Yisrael was being Nitar. Klal Yisrael was being Nitar from the Tumas Mitzrayim. It is a correlated issue. It is a correlated issue. The sphere of Zod and the sphere of Shemitah and the sphere of Sa'imer. There's an interesting Shiloh by sphere Sa'imer. Are you allowed to say sphere Sa'imer? Are you Yosa if you say it with Aleph Bit? Meaning if you say today is Shloshim Esrim, right? So if a person would say Hayoyim Chav Gimel Yomim La'Omer, first of all, Lechatchila, I did not say the Nusach it says in the Siddur, yeah. But Lamarshal, if he says Chav Gimel, is he ready? Did he mess up? He can't make a bracha. He already said it. You know, you have to be very careful not to say. You say yesterday was right. Saying Chav Gimel, the Oisius, is that counts? So I saw brought down from the Rogatchover. He says an interesting Hagdorah. He says there are a lot of times we have counting. By Yom Kippur, by the Kohen used to make also the Zrikas Dam, Achas, Achas, Va'achas. So what if he says Aleph, Beis, Gimel? By Meister Behema, you're supposed to count out the animals. In our Mishnayis, in Masechta Bechoiris, it says Aleph, Beis, Gimel. In some Gershis and Gemaras, it says Achas, Sain. But when is Aleph, Beis enough, when not? So he says Hagdora, when the purpose of the counting is just to get to the Sois number. It's not that every number is a dover b'snei atzma. It's just the matara to get to my ma'aser hamel. The marshal he says the matara is just to know that you have ten, to know where the tenth one is. There's nothing. There's no bear of the eighth one, the sixth one. Then you can say aleph beis gimel. But rather, when it's like a zrika of the coin, every zrika was a chelik of the ma'aser avoid of the carbon. You missed one. It's not the avoid of the carbon. Then you need to do because what's by sphira sa'imer? So avada by sphira sa'imer. The Erste Zachya Davada every day is one Shlav Vaita closer to come to Shavuos. The way we start with Shavuos Omer, Hayoyim Yoyim. Every day is a day. Friday is a day also. Shabbos is a day. Every day is a day. So Avada Techleiti, you shouldn't say just Chav Gimel. But I was clearing, you know, those that are makbid on the Shlav by Zov, that there should be Svira, Lachar Desh, you should say, she could say Aleph Beis Gimel. It was just to get to know, to get. They have attempted to get to the seven. You have to know what's by Sphira Shmita V'Yoyvus, like the Rambam Shita. What's together by Sphira Shmita V'Yoyvus? You know, the interesting Shaila, there's two different Eschois. If you say Bo Oimer or Lo Oimer. Of course, there are some that say it, but as far as they say the word Lo Oimer right away after the days, before they get to the weeks. Ayoyim Shloisha V'Esim Yoyim Lo Oimer. Shehein. Shloisha Shavuot, Shneyom. They don't say Lo'imer again. There's various ways. Some people are machmas, all the different Israelis, all the different combinations with Bo'im, with Lo'imer. Someone once asked me, you know, it's Lag Bo'imer. That should be right, it's Bo, right? Otherwise it would be called Lag Lo'imer, right? Where are you going for Lag Lo'imer? Well, I'm going to be in Yeshiva. But is that a riot that it should be Bo'imer? So it could be it's not a raya, first of all, because you're saying lag, you're not saying shloishim b'sholish. That's one. Sveitin could be punfakert. You are yoytza with lag. And they were worried that a person's going to say, oh, tonight's lag boimer, right? It's going to slip. So fakert, since really the right way to say it is loimer, so they switched it that you should say boimer, so it shouldn't be that easy. And the evidence is that the minig haramah is boimer. And that's why Chachon is Yortzeit. Even the those that say Lo Oimer, but the Ramos Yortzeit is on Lag Bo Oimer. Chachon is Yortzeit. Zaman Zogin be the Ramos. But that's why, whether you say, if you're allowed to say with Chav Gimel. But to go a step further, you have to know like this. There's a famous Simon in the Dvar Avraham. A lot of our friends talk about this, but there's a famous Shtickel in the Dvar Avraham. He tells the Yisoy that the mitzvah of Sphiras HaOimer is not a din amira, it's a din to count. It's nish gezokt, it's gezelt. There's a lot of arichas in this. I want to just touch on one or two of the nekudas. This is one of the marach of the inyan from a few other aspects also. The Eretz Zachin is that the Mogen Avraham passes in Simon Tov Pei Tes and Hilchos Sphiras HaOimer that you have to say Sfiras HaOmer in a lashon that you understand. Now we know normally by mitzvahs that a person has to say, if you say it in Shaar Lashonis, you have to understand. But if you say it in lashon kodesh, you could be yotze Kriyas Shema, various things, even if you don't understand. The Magen Avraham brings that by Sfiras HaOmer as his nishta zoy. Sfiras HaOmer, even if you say it in lashon kodesh, you must understand. Better to say it in a different lashon that you do understand than lashon kodesh not understand. There are various says Beirim, but the Dvar Avraham says Al Pidarkai. Because Sfiras HaOmer is nish gezok, says gitzel. If you don't understand, then you didn't count. It doesn't count. Kamoikin the Dvar Avraham handles why we don't do Sveikin the Yoyme by Sfiras HaOmer. He says you can't do Sveikin the Yoyme. The whole point of counting is that it's an absolute. You can't say today is maybe 23. You can't do that. It's not counting. Another Nakuda, the Shulchan Aruch starts off in Simon Tov Peites. Mitzvah al kol echad ve echad list for Sfiras HaOmer. What's mitzvah al kol echad ve echad? Who not? Well, only kehanim. Only what's mitzvah al kol echad ve echad? So some of the Noishe Kehanim say the Havmin would have been only Bezdin. Same way by Shmita V'yoyvot, it's a din on the Bezdin. Maybe Sfiras HaOmer also was a din on the Bezdin. But he says no, it's a different word. It's being mechadish. Some are going to bring out this idea. There's no shemeya ko'oine in Sfiras HaOmer. Now there's a lot of shemeya ko'oine aspects of it that I'm not going to go into. Over the like the Dvar Avraham, the Pshat is there's no shemeya ko'oine. Because Shemeya Ka'ina, with all the various lumps and how Shemeya Ka'ina works, is gezocht over its nishg itself. You didn't count. Shemeya Ka'ina didn't mean that you counted. This issue could maybe be negayah, a famous topic that Rabbi Kiva Eger, during his Sheva Brachas, had a chilufei mechtavim with his uncle Rabbi Binyamin Eger, and it's brought down these chuvas, it's four chuvas and chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger starting from Chuvah Lamed Vav, when he had the Shakavatari with him and his uncle with the Varfin Ganshas during his Sheva Brachas. About whether you say Ksiva is Kedibur. Look, I'll be call me name Yonim and call us Irakula. Of it's like Advarim also, Rabbi Kiva, and more than also, I think that's what the Chuba started with there, is with Sfiras HaOmer, if Sfiras HaOmer, you could say Ksiva Kedibur. So there are those that say, Naniach Taki, you have Rayas from all over Shasta, Ksiva is Kedibur. Over, it's not so pushy. Is it Gitzelt? Is it counting? So we said various things. You have to understand, you can't do Shemeya Ka'oine. The truth is, for the Shemeya Ka'oine, it could be the Shemeya Ka'ina. There's another reason why you don't have Shemeya Ka'ina by Sfiras HaOmer. Because the whole point of Sfiras HaOmer is a personal avoida that a person on Pesach, we went out of Mitzrayim with the Eberster's help. That was the Yisra'ua de la'elo, the Eberster took us out. But now going through the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, it's our Arbit. It can't be someone else does it for you. Sfiras HaOmer is an Egen Arbit. Ain't Shemeya Ka'ina by Sfiras HaOmer. Nuvar, not the Varavram. This is the Egen Arbit. You know, there's a shiloh in the shul when the shach doesn't know exactly what number is, you have to try to let him know. So you tell him yesterday was the day before. You tell him, what if he starts showing you with his fingers? He shows you with his fingers the day. Is there a chash maybe that the guy that showed the fingers shouldn't be able to make a bracha? Sign language is Sfiras HaOmer. And all these things I'm clearing now, it would mess him up. A bracha can or shoyin nishmachin. Certainly saying yesterday was is not messing you up. That's mavur. That's what Klal Yisrael does. That's what we do. That's not called counting. But you have to know if a person. I mean, it might be a shayla of kavana also, but because he wasn't mechaven them to do the mitzvah. You know, there's a mice with. Yankel Miller, he once went to someone on the second night of Pesach and said, maybe you need help, I should be moit to you with the Sfiras HaOmer, with the bracha. He says, Yankel, it's the first night of the Oimer. What do you mean? I got messed up with the bracha, Reg. I'm asking you again. You want me to ask you to make you the bracha? There's another shiloh that I had. It's mavur if a person says on the seventh day, Hayoy Shavua Echa Lo'imer. He's not Yoy. He didn't say how many days. He said Hayoy Shavua Echa. L'moshel, like a lot of the poskim, if it's the eighth day, and he says Hayoy Shavua Echa V'yoin Echad, could be already his Yoy. He said how many days? Shavua V'yoin. When you say Shavua Echa now, I was telling you, what if he says before a Shavua Echa V'Efes Yomer? I don't know if that's a number. But I would bother to stick it like this. Let's say a person says, on the 39th, he says, today is 40 minus 1. Arboim chosar achas lo'oimer. Hayoim arboim chosar achas lo'oimer. I think he yoits. If a person on the 9th day of the Oimer says, today is the square root of 81 lo'oimer, I think he's yoits. So how come if he says, hayoim shavua echad lo'oimer, he's not yoits? Because you have to count. You have to say a number. The square root of 81 is a number. 40 minus 1 is a number. Today is 26 plus 7 is a number. Hashavua Echad is not a number. You know, they know that the Amem Ches Kinyon in Torah is connected the days of the Spirit of Omer, and the last day is Chazorah for all of the days. If a person says which day of Kinyon Torah it is that day, that's not a number. But getting back to what we cleared before, if a person says the Oifias, if a person says the Oifias, would that be a number? That you have to know, if that's considered a number. You have to count the day. There's another Shaila, a little confusing. If it happened to someone, they would talk confused, but the story was like this. You have to count the day. Shabbat day. It was a Monday night, and you were supposed to say it's the 15th of the Oimer. This Yid forgot. Monday night, he didn't count. He was supposed to say it's the 15th. He didn't count. The whole Tuesday morning, he could still make it up. He didn't make it. It's already after Shkia on Tuesday. Now let me tell you something a little bit. In during Ben Hashmoshes is b'dieved both ways. A guy that missed the night before, during Ben Hashmoshes of Tuesday, he can still chap a rhyme. And b'dieved still be in the system. Say, Kveikah, you're still in. You totally missed Monday night, and you totally missed Tuesday, and it's Ben Hashmoshes, ken acharayim chap. On the other hand, you should know, if a person counts during Ben Hashmoshes, that's called counting for the next day. And this year, did a double confusion. He was supposed to count 15 on Monday night. He didn't. The whole Tuesday, he didn't. He didn't remember that he forgot. He didn't remember that he had forgotten last night. It's now Tuesday, and punk now he's having a very early minion. And totally clueless that he missed yesterday. And he's getting ready for Tuesday night's sphere. And he made one more mistake. He said 15. He boxed off. Tuesday was supposed to be 16 already. He grabbed the box off. He said 15. Now he said 15, and now it's 3 hours later, 10 o'clock at night, and he goes, boy, I made a double mistake. He lemaisa chapped the rhyme and said, today is 15 lo'imer, at his man when it still could just make it. But he was counting the next day. He wasn't counting the right day. I mean, he said the word at the right time. It wasn't 35 minutes after Shkia, and he did say, ayoyim chamisha asayon. Had he knowingly known that he had missed Monday night and tried to do that, it's a delivery. Oh, but he wasn't counting that day. He was counting the next day. That's the pashtus. Now we know it's the machlekes rishonim. If it's one big mitzvah, or it's separate mitzvahs. And that's why it's a whole shayla. If you miss one day, you might not be able to make a bracha, because maybe it's one big mitzvah. And you missed out. Someone once came to the Brisker Rav and told him, I missed already one day of Sphira. I want to, could make the bracha, I'll be mighty with the bracha of the Rav. The Brisker Rav told him, he says, well, why did you come to me? There's plenty of people in Shul. What's the... So this Yid said, no, I know the Brisker Rav is very medactic. And I'm worried, I'm going to go to someone else. Maybe this is someone else who's making the bracha for me. Maybe he also forgot a few days ago. He doesn't even remember that he forgot. And I'm going to go to a guy who also already forgot. I'd rather be mighty from the Rav, who I know for sure didn't miss a single day. So the Brisker Rav said, his mamash an Irishkeit. On the side that it's one big mitzvah, and you missed. So you missed. And it's over, and wait till next year, there's nothing to do, and there's no need to go hear brachas from the Brisker Rav or from anyone. Why are you going to hear a bracha? Because there's a suffix. There's a side that it's a separate mitzvah every night. And on that side, you still are supposed to make a bracha. Now since it's a suffix, if it's one mitzvah or a lot of mitzvahs, and suffix brachas makulo, you can't go make the bracha yourself. So you go hear from someone who's going to make a bracha. You're going to go hear from a yid who maybe did forget. On the side that it's one big mitzvah, he made a bracha levatol. But you're not going in for that side. You're going in for the side that it's like a separate mitzvah, and you can make a bracha. No, so you can hear the bracha from him also. It has nothing to do with if he forgot to do it. Kach.
Mata Mishmeya de Briskura.
The Yesoid of this din, though, that you can't miss a single one, is the Yesoid of Tmimis. It's brought down, Tosfos Menachos brings it from the Bahag, that you need Tmimis. And the Yesoid of Tmimis, of course, is because there's one big Hemshech from Pesach to Shavuos. Because as we explained already on Pesach, the Abrahs took us out, but it was Milamala Hesoirus. And then during the next 49 days, it's our Arbit. That's why we said of Shad, even you have to count yourself. It's an Arbit, an Egan Arbit. And you can't miss a single day because it's one big Hemshech. And that's the Mishpshana, the Tzedoikim. The Tzedoikim said that Mimokras HaShabbos means the day after Shabbos, the doctor after a Shabbos on a Sunday. Lab doctor the day after Pesach. They didn't realize Pesach is Shabbos. There's a lot of Pshatim in this, but there's one Akuda very interesting. I mean, the Gemara says in the Menachos, they asked him, what, the Tzedoikim, where are you coming from? He said he wanted, the oil should have a 2-day Yom Tov. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it should be a 2-day Yom Tov. Over the Pshat that the Akuda of the Tzedoikim was, they wanted to break up the connection between Pesach and Shavuos. It's lav daki that his oiras, if you see it, Mitzrayim is one zach, and then it's mamshich all the way to Shavuos. No, there's no shayfus. It could be it's 3 days later, b'chal. There's a delayed reaction. It's not directly connected. That was the chepurai of the Tzedoikim. And the emes is nishta zim. Mimachos HaShabbos means Pesach, and it's like a one big hemshif. It's one big arbit. There's a famous shayla, we'll say the Ketzora. If a person becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sefer Soimer, so there's a shiloh, if he's allowed to continue counting with a bracha, because on the side there's one big mitzvah, and he was doing it those first few days of Sefer, he was a katan. Now it's the middle of Sefer, he's a gadol, maybe he shouldn't be able to make a bracha, because he missed, as a bar chiyuva, he missed. You can't be moitzi yourself from a bar chiyuva to from the chelik when you were a katan. There's a big masu matan about this, not only for Sfira, Bechlau, for Pesach Sheni, for other inyanim, whether a person could do something when he was chayim on a lower madrega to be moitzi someone or himself to the higher madrega. Could be, there's a derherami that by Sfira Soim is different. Loimi boy, if this kid, as a cotton taker, aschinach, but was counting already, it could be, it's not the pshat that you need over here alone, this that when he counted those first days as a cotton, he's being moitzi yidei choyvosoi klapi dechelik when he's a god. That tak is a big noise in the poiskin when the cotton moitzi atmo yacherin yidei choyvosoi klapi chelkei shal chiyuvam the god. Could be you don't need that over here. Sacha kol, you need it to be tmimis. It is tmimis. He was counting a godl, a cotton. As a tzach kitzel, it's not that he's being moitzi himself. Those first 17 days that he had not been a godl, those countings have to be moitzi him for the chiyuv of that chelik. Sefarzach tmimis. The first is that it's one big hemshik of an ardent. If this bachur, this was his bar mitzvah shekel, and he's preparing already, and a house and a dum gates. Dos alein is between us. It's dos alein is between us. Meaning there is a big noisy in the poiskim, if there's a din of moisty cotton be klapi gablusa. It's talking for the nekud of the tmimus that doesn't for us. It's for us the tmimus. Tmimus is this. He's Ryan Yankel and he counted. It's tmimus. The chiddish, lam is boing. Good.